Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
The intrigue behind a contract for military robots. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The iRobot company makes the well-loved robotic vacuum cleaner called Roomba, and it also builds robots for the military to do dangerous jobs like scouting and handling bombs in Iraq and Afghanistan. iRobot recently won a Pentagon contract worth up to $300 million to build new robots, but the company had to go to court to get the deal done. That's because the military initially gave the contract to a former iRobot employee, Jamil Ahed, a 20-something accused by iRobot of stealing its designs. Noah Shachman writes about the robot contract intrigue in the latest issue of Wired magazine.
The central question really about this contract is, how does a kid, a young man, working out of a basement below his father's dentist office with just a couple of employees, get a $300 million government contract? How did he show that he had the manufacturing capability to do such a thing? Because the government doesn't just hand out hundreds of millions of dollars worth of contracts to guys that have never made stuff before. And so that was kind of the enduring mystery of this story.
So what's the answer to that mystery?
Well, the answer is that there was sort of a hidden player involved the whole time. One of iRobot's competitors in the defense space, another defense contractor, had been secretly backing Ahed most of the time and had made him a deal, which was, hey, Jamil, if you go out and win this contest, we will buy your company on the spot and we'll handle all the manufacturing and make you ridiculously rich in the process.
Who was that contractor?
Well, I can't say. I got to know the people at that contractor, and they agreed to tell me all about their deal with Ahed, but on the condition that I don't name the company.
Ahed must have had a fan inside the military as well.
There was a guy in the Army, a Colonel Ward. You know, he was really looking to get iRobots, but at a cheaper price. The iRobot machines, although they look sort of small and in some ways kind of dainty, actually cost $120,000 each. And that was a price that he felt even the military couldn't afford to pay. And so he wanted to see smaller, cheaper, almost disposable robots. And along comes this guy, Jamil Ahed, who seems to be providing just that.
And so Ahed got the contract initially. How did iRobot win it back?
They had their private investigators snap pictures of him dumping boxes marked iRobot into the trash. And then they brought that to a judge and said, hey, look, this guy is obviously destroying evidence, which means he must be hiding something, which means he must be an intellectual property thief. And the judge eventually ruled in iRobot's favor. And the Army at that point really had no choice but to award the contract back to iRobot.
What's become of the robots that are at the center of this contract dispute?
So the robots are now being shipped down to the Army's Joint Robotics Program Office down in Alabama, and they're being tested out. Pretty soon they're going to start heading out to Iraq and Afghanistan. So it's not like the average American soldier is necessarily going to suffer as a result of these shenanigans around the contracts. But, you know, there was a big attempt by the military here to try to get these robots cheaper, to save the taxpayer some money, and those efforts have failed.
Noah Shachman is Wired Magazine contributing editor. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.